One Book, One School, page 273 to 290. Her hoots make my ears hurt. I admire her intact canines from afar. Her name is Kenyani. She is faster than I am, spry, and probably smarter, although I'm twice her size, and that too is important. She is terrifying and beautiful, like a painting that moves. Today the humans lead me to a door. On the other side, Kenyani and the others wait for me. I'm not ready for this. I'm not ready to be a silverback. I'm Ivan. Just Ivan. Only Ivan. I decide it's not a good day to socialize. I'll try again tomorrow. All night I lie awake, wondering about Ruby. Has she already walked through a door like the one I'm facing? Was she as scared as I am? Scared the way she must have been the day she fell in the hole? I think of Ruby's endless curiosity and of the questions she loved to ask. Have you ever danced with a tiger, Ivan? Will your fur turn blue? Why doesn't that little boy have a tail? If Ruby were here with me, she'd be asking, what's on the other side of the door, Ivan? Ruby would want to know, and she would have been through the door by now. Want me to try again, Ivan? Maya asks. I think of Ruby, and I tell myself it's time. The door opens. Sky. Grass. Tree. Ant. Stick. Bird. Dirt. Cloud. Wind. Flower. Rock, rain, mine, mine, mine. I sniff, approach, strut a bit, but the others don't welcome me. They have sharp teeth and loud voices. Did I do something wrong? Kenyani chases me. She throws a stick at me. She corners me. I know that she's testing me to see if I'm a true silverback, one who can protect her family. I cower and hide my eyes. Maya lets me back into my cage. I lie awake and try to remember what it was like being a gorilla. How did we move? How did we touch? How did we know who was boss? I try to think past the babies and the motorbikes and the popcorn and the short pants. I try to imagine Ivan as he might have been. The juvenile male approaches. He's eyeing my food hungrily. I imagine a different Ivan, my father's son. I grumble and swat and swagger. I beat my chest till the whole world hears. Kenyani watches, and so do the others. I move toward the young upstart, and he retreats, almost as if he believes I'm the silverback I'm pretending to be. I'm making a nest on the ground. It isn't a true jungle nest. The leaves are inferior, and the sticks are brittle. They snap when I weave them into place. The others watch, grunting their disapproval. Too small, too flimsy, an ugly thing to see. But when I climb into that leafy cradle, it's like floating on treetop mist. Maya wants me to go back to my glass cage. I can tell, because she's tempting me toward the door with a trail of tiny marshmallows. I try to ignore her. I don't want to leave the outside. It's a cloudless day, and I found just the right spot for a nap. But I relent when she adds yogurt raisins to the trail. She knows my weaknesses all too well. On the glass cage, the TV is on. It's another nature show, jerky and unfocused. I expect to see gorillas, but none appear. I hear a shrill sound, like a toy trumpet. My heart quickens. I rush close to the screen, and there she is. Ruby. She is rolling in a lovely pool of mud with two other young elephants. Another elephant approaches. She towers over Ruby. She strokes Ruby, nudges her. She makes soft noises. They stand side by side, just the way Stella and Ruby used to do, their trunks entwined. I see something new in Ruby's eyes, and I know what it is. It's joy. I watch the whole thing, and then Maya plays it again for me, and again. At last she turns off the TV and carries it out of the cage. I put my hand to the glass. Maya looks over. Thank you, I try to say with my eyes. Thank you. Kenyani ambles toward me. She taps me on the shoulder and knuckle runs away. I watch her. Arms crossed over my chest. I'm careful not to make a sound. I'm not sure what we're doing. She ambles back, shoves me, dashes past. And then I realize what's happening. We're playing. We're playing tag. And I'm it. I make eye contact. Show your form. Strut. Grunt, throw a stick, grunt some more, make some moves. Romance is hard work. It looks so easy on TV. I'm not sure I will ever get the hang of it. I wish Bob were here. I could use some advice. I try to recall all the romance movies we watched together. I remember the talking, the hugging, the face licking. I'm not very good at this, but it's fun trying. Is there anything sweeter than the touch of another as she pulls a dead bug from your fur? Gorillas aren't chatty like humans, prone to gossip and bad jokes, but now and again we swap a story under the sun. One day, it's my turn. I tell my troop about Mac and Ruby and Bob and Stella and Julia and George, about my mother and father and sister, and when I'm done, they look away silent. Kinyani moves closer. Her shoulder brushes mine, and we let the sun soak into our fur together. I've exploded every nook and cranny of this place, except for a hill at the far end where workers have been repairing a wall. They're finally gone. They've left behind fresh white brick and a mound of black dirt. While the others laze in the morning sun, I want to explore the hilltop. They've been there before, and I have not. Everything is still fresh to my eyes. I take my time going uphill, savoring the feel of grass on my knuckles. The breeze carries the shouts of children and the drowsy hum of bumblebees. Near the top of the hill is a low-limbed tree, the kind my sister would have loved. The wall is endless, clean and white, stretching far down to habitats beyond my own. It's high and wide, carefully built to keep us in and others out. This is, after all, still a cage. It rained last night and the pile of dirt is soft to the touch. I scoop a handful up and breathe in the loamy scent. It's a rich brown color, heavy and cool in my palm, and the wall waits like an endless blank billboard.